You haven't seen anything yet. We've seen some things in the past, but you haven't seen anything yet. As we approach greater manifestations of this revival, we go into the deeper waters. As we go deeper, there'll be waves that'll splash over us. We'll experience times from that place of revival. The temptation will be to say, this is revival, and to want to take that and go somewhere with it. The Lord says, even as the waves come, do not be distracted, but continue steadfast in what I have told you. Continue steadfast in my presence. Continue to receive of me, because there is more, and there is more. And as the waves begin to crash upon you and you receive from the revival, the waters of revival, don't be distracted. Even by the manifestations of my glory. For you will see, they will come. Don't allow that to distract you and to say, yes, now is the time to do this or to do that. But only listen to me. Do not be led by manifestations. Do not be led by any other means, but allow me to speak clearly, just as I've always done. And I will lead you fully into the fullness of this revival. For there have been in times past revivals that have come, and when they began to see the manifestation of my glory, they began to swell up in pride. And there came a mixture of the flesh. And so I warn you this day, do not allow pride nor your own understanding to interfere with the revival that I have planned. But go ahead and keep going all the way in, wave after wave. May seem as though a great wave comes upon you and things are wonderful. And then it dies down. If it does, let it die. Don't be distracted. Continue to wade deeper. Another wave may come and it could take some away. Let them go. Keep going. Deeper and deeper. For there will come a day the waters of revival overtake the abilities of the flesh, and you're able to walk not by man's wisdom, but you allow my spirit to take you where I wanted to go. And in that, you'll see a glory, you will see a manifestation, you will see a fullness of my spirit that will overtake the carnal mind and will allow the fullness of revival to be released. It doesn't happen halfway out. It doesn't happen by stopping when you begin to see results. But it happens when you continue on beyond all the places that man has been stopped in times past, and you allow me the fullness, and you continue to stay humble before me and do not interfere with what I'm doing. And those who interfere, let them interfere. Leave them be. You stay with me.